Hello, Aquarius. April here from Real Talk Tarot, and tonight I've got your general overall reading for the month of July. Okay, Aquarius, first out, I have a very stuck energy, and someone is afraid to take a leap of faith. We have the Fool reversed and the Chariot reversed. So what is this all about? We start the month not taking that leap of faith, okay? Whatever that is, it will either cause the Wheel of Fortune to be stuck, or perhaps even move in the wrong direction of it. Next we have the Three of Wands reversed. Okay, so well, upright, it means travel, so you're still not moving, okay? So the beginning of the month feels kind of stuck, and we're going to get some clarifiers to see hopefully why that is. But so far, I'm just getting a lot of King of Swords reversed, okay? This energy is stubborn. It can be cruel. And it's followed by strength. So I don't know if this is you or you're dealing with someone else with this energy, okay? But the King of Swords, he's normally, you know, a little sharp, but he's just really downright nasty in the reverse, and probably dishonest as well. So you have the Strength card here in the middle. So let's see what else we have here for Aquarius Spirit. That's too many. For Aquarius Spirit for the month of July, what are the general energies? Queen of Wands reversed. Okay. Well, I hope these two aren't fighting each other, because this is, like, this could get really nasty. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's just standing still. You know, we're at, like, some kind of if you are fighting with this person or energy, they're every bit as stubborn as this King of Swords, and just as nasty. The King of Swords reversed is arrogant. The Queen of Wands reversed is petty and stubborn. So you can see that's just not going to go anywhere anytime soon. All right. If this is you up in your head, you know, maybe you have some shadow work to do here, because your ego is maybe battling your higher self. You know what I mean? Like, you know what's good for you, but your ego is not going to allow you. Your pride, maybe, is getting in the way. All right, one more, please. And then we're going to clarify these. Magician reversed. Okay, so yeah, I think, I don't know, both of these energies seem very manipulative. So there's so many games being played that there's actually no game at all. I don't know if this is, checkers and chess kind of thing, or I'm just not sure, but this energy is not moving, okay? No one's manifesting anything because you're either too busy battling yourself. Or someone else's energy. So July kind of looks like, yeah. Don't see any fireworks here, but I don't know. It's like just a big rain on the 4th of July or something here. There almost needs to be something to happen in order to get this stagnant energy to move. All right, Spirit. So, can you tell me about this Fool reversed? No leap of faith, no new start. A sense of fear, maybe. Okay. Something holding you back. Why is the Fool reversed for Aquarius, Spirit? Tell me why the Fool's reversed for Aquarius, please. Why is the Fool reversed for Aquarius? Well, straight up, you don't feel like it. There's an Eight of Pentacles reversed. I think you're just like, fuck it, I'm tired. I'm tired. Right? Maybe you've already put effort into something. You've taken risks and they didn't work out, and you're just like, whatever. I got the Wheel of Fortune reversed. What's that all about? Why is this wheel reverse, please, Spirit? Why is this Wheel of Fortune reverse, please, Spirit, for Aquarius for July? Lack of communication or understanding, more stagnant energy. Eight of Wands reversed. Okay. Someone's withholding information that could turn this wheel. Someone's just not talking. They are just not communicating. Why is this Three of Wands reversed? Normally that would be travel and looking out, but again, it's reversed, so we're still just kind of sitting in this cesspool here. Why is the Three of Wands reversed? Knight of Cups. An offer was an offer's brought in, or was brought in, but I think you shot it down. Are you just not interested? Why is this King of Swords reversed? Page of Wands. Well, again, it's kind of a youthful or immature energy. It's maybe someone came to you prematurely. They didn't have all the information or accurate information. Or they just want to come to you without explanation of anything at all. They just want to just pick up, like, okay, here I am, let's go. Why is the strength here? Spirit, why is strength here for Aquarius, please? Well, you are a wounded warrior. You are strong. You have survived the battle here with the Nine of Wands. You're still standing and still waiting. With all the strength to be just as stubborn as you want to be. Being stubborn sometimes on standing your ground isn't necessarily a bad thing, you know. In a situation where, you know, you could be taken advantage of or end up hurt or losing in the end, yeah. You need to stand up for yourself, right? The Queen of Wands reversed is walking this bitch. She's clarified with the Six of Swords. So if you were waiting on someone to come to you, maybe with legit offer or a legit conversation, I wouldn't hold my breath. Looks like she's peacing out. Moving to higher ground. Magician reversed. All right. Someone's not able to manipulate a history here. Okay. It seems like someone could be trying to rewrite history to avoid accountability. That's why they're not talking. They're coming up with some scenario about their version of how things went down when you could be seeing that quite differently, okay? All right, so let's go to, we're going to get a couple more messages and we're going to wrap this up. Excuse me. I'm going to get a couple messages from my own deck here. My own messages. Channeled messages from my guides. So, Spirit Guides, what have you to tell Aquarius? Party's over. Okay. Yep. It sure looks like it to me here, in July at least. This party is going to be over before it even gets started. Because it's not getting started. It's just, and someone who thought they could manipulate a situation. The party's over for them as well. This could be you. It could be someone else. Just flip them around as it applies to you. But yeah, the party's over. Okay, let's get another one. Two more for Aquarius, please. We have Jezebel. Okay. So now the Jezebel spirit, you know, someone could have been using sex as a manipulation, or they were going to attempt to, but it's really not going to work when you're just not, you're not even here for it, or somebody's not, they just walk the hell away, or they will be in July. Okay. So some communication, some good, solid, constructive communication doesn't happen. And healing, okay. So again, you know, the Six of Swords is a card of healing, okay. It's moving away from troubled waters. All right, Aquarius. So those are your messages for July. I hope you enjoyed them. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, stay tuned.